This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With pressure on the Trump administration to create a national policy for wearing masks to quell coronavirus, state and local rules vary widely. This causes confusion for shoppers and the businesses serving them, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Jolie Gerber is 27. She just finished her second year of law school remotely in New York. She really wanted to fly home to L.A. this summer, but COVID-19...
You know, when you sit watching the news all day, you get very freaked out that it's very easy to catch it. The numbers just keep going up.
A lot of Americans face the same dilemma. They want to go places, but they feel safer staying home. And so far, hunkering down is winning. TSA passenger screenings have fallen three quarters since last year, says Airline Weekly editor Madhu Unnikrishnan.
There's still a significant number of people who say they just don't feel comfortable jumping on an airplane.
The main reason, he says, lax and inconsistent health and safety rules for passengers and crew. For instance, at LAX, they're starting to temperature screen passengers.
That's not true in other airports. Most airports are recommending facial coverings, but not all are requiring them.
Most airlines require masks in flight, but only a few say they'll ban non-compliant passengers.
Since there is no overarching law that requires these things, it's up to us to find out. It's just a hodgepodge, and it's just a mess.
Businesses of all kinds face pretty much the same mess of overlapping federal, state, and local guidelines. Meanwhile, they need to bring in customers while keeping their employees safe from infection. It's kind of a minefield, says employment lawyer Lynn Anderson at Fager Drinker.
Even if a business has decided to require that all customers wear masks, not all customers want to wear a mask.
In the end, law student Jolie Gerber decided to fly home to L.A.
I felt like I hadn't seen my family in a few months. Ultimately, I decided if it was worth taking a calculated risk.
Everyone on the flight wore a mask. She's fine, so are her 60-something parents. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.